This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Buzz Ulrich. The communications manager for Lutheran Church Canada and the editor of the Canadian Lutheran is Matthew Block. He was recently part of a Canadian church press group that toured the Holy Land. Matthew Block shares with WLN Digest some of the most memorable sights.
There were two very interesting places that we visited, in my opinion. And I'll talk about Caesarea Philippi first. It's not a location that's terribly prominent in the scriptures. We only have a couple of references to it, and that's where St. Peter makes his great confession. We're told in the scriptures that this takes place in the region around Caesarea Philippi. So Jesus asks his disciples who people say he is, and they answer, of course, that some say John the Baptist, others Elijah. But when Jesus asks the disciples who they think he is, Simon Peter replies that he's the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus commends this confession and renames Simon as Peter, which of course means rock. And Jesus promises there that the church built on this confession will stand firm and that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But what we tend to miss when we read the story is the fact that it does take place in the region of Caesarea Philippi. Caesarea Philippi was a Greco-Roman town, not a Jewish settlement. The temple to Caesar Augustus had been built there by Herod the Great about 15 years before Christ was born. And the entire area was known at that time as the Peneus, which is to say an area devoted to the god Pan. A temple would be built in his honor during the first century AD, and a temple to Zeus would come near the end of that century as well. So in other words, this area, this region around Caesarea Philippi, was a pagan stronghold in the Holy Land. So when Christ promises that the gates of Hades will not prevail against the church, he's making that promise in the context of a place where pagan religion does seem to be encroaching on the people of God. But of course, when you visit Caesarea Philippi today, you find out Christ was right. Today, the pagan shrines to Zeus and Pan and Augustus are broken stones. That's all they are. But the Church of Christ is still going strong. And so, for me, that was a particularly insightful look into the scriptures that you don't really get until you see the geographic location in which the story takes place.
Matthew Block says in any Holy Land tour, there is great mystery in the history.
There are two locations in Jerusalem that are identified as potential candidates for the tomb of Christ. One is the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and one is the Garden Tomb. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre is the older of the two locations. It's been there since the 300s, I believe. But the Church of the Garden Tomb is only a few hundred years old. Whereas in most of the locations you visit in Israel, you kind of visit the churches on your own leg power. You walk around. There's no one that you meet there who's coming to tell you what's happening. Your guide can kind of fill you in, but you need to be quiet in the church. The Garden Tomb is a little different because it's constructed in such a way that everyone who goes through has to have one of their guides explain the site to them. And so, in addition to letting you see the site, they take the opportunity to proclaim the gospel. So, for people who are visiting these sites and are not necessarily Christian themselves, there's a direct proclamation of who Jesus is, what the death of Christ meant, and what his resurrection means. And that's something that you can actually kind of miss out on when you visit the Holy Land. You can be surrounded by so many interesting sites that you can become a tourist rather than a pilgrim.
To a Christian like Lutheran Church Canada's Matthew Block, there is a sense of closeness to Christ Jesus.
Visiting the Holy Land makes the incarnation real. It makes the tangibility of God's presence and God's grace more obvious in a way that we can forget about when we're in the church in the rest of the world. We know that Christ became a man, that he lived and died, but actually standing in the place where Jesus taught on a hill reminds us that he was a real physical person and that he really physically died and that he really physically rose again. It makes the faith tangible. So when you go to church, you know these aren't just stories, they're real events. And when we hear that God still comes to us tangibly in physical ways through the means of grace, through the sacraments, through his word, we know that he can still reach out and touch us, just as he reached out and touched the sick, just as he spoke in the synagogue, just as he transformed lives there. He continues to transform lives here.
You can read more about Matthew Block's Holy Land journey through links to his stories on the Canadian Lutheran website, provided on the WLN Digest page at Worldwide KFUO.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.